It is a little after midnight in France now, and thousands of Americans, British and Canadian troops are trying to rest after the toughest 24 hours they ever underwent. One of the first rules of amphibious warfare is don't dig in, force the action, get away from the beaches. Reports from Allied headquarters and from the German radio agree that our men wasted very little time on the beaches. They surged forward, and tonight the main body of our men is resting more than 10 miles inland. It is the first night most of them ever spent in France, and it is doubtful if the Germans will allow them to enjoy it. During the day, the absence of the Luftwaffe was very noticeable. Our air armada of 11,000 aircraft encountered virtually no resistance over France today. But Air Marshal Tedder and General Tuohy Spaatz, in charge of our air forces, will not be fooled by that. They know that German bombers are creatures of the night. They remember that we weren't bothered much that first day we landed on the beaches at Salerno, nor did we encounter anything more than nominal resistance at Anzio during the first hours of daylight. In each case, the Luftwaffe saved its strength for the coming of darkness. Up to now, everything seems to have gone according to plan. But we would be foolish to assume that the worst is over. If the Luftwaffe follows its usual tactics, our boys may have a bad night. One can visualize them trying to sleep in their shallow, hastily dug out slit trenches. Now and then, and this is undoubtedly happening right now, a pinprick of fire will appear in the sky. It will grow and grow and banish the night. The German planes are dropping their well-known chandelier flares. They hang there at 5,000 feet, looking for all the world like a giant celestial chandelier lit by a million candles. Other flares will blossom against the dark curtain of the night, and then the uneven tune which the bombers sing will throb through the darkness. There won't be much sleep, I'm afraid, for these boys. But then they've been trained for months for this, and they're in perfect physical condition. Missing a night's sleep won't hurt them a bit. They'll lie there looking upward at the traces that stretch long blue and golden fingers into the night, up toward the enemy aircraft. By now, our Bofors, our Oerlikons, and our amazing, beautiful 120-millimeter anti-aircraft guns will be throwing up a wall of steel at the German planes. Higher up, our night fighters, the Havocs, the Mosquitoes, and the Bullfighters are darting all over the sky in search of German planes. They'll take a frightful toll, if past experience is any criterion. But the odd bomber can always get through. There is no doubt that the Luftwaffe will throw its best punch tonight. However, bombs are never very effective against troop personnel. Remember, Casino. They're frightening, and they jangle your ragged nerves. And the noise of them makes your ears ring and your hands feel as though they clutch snowballs. Your stomach tightens with fear, for no man is immune from fright. But our men have learned to conquer their fear and be none the worse for it. Throughout the night, the German planes, fast Junkers 86P medium bombers with their excellent bomb sight made by Zeiss, the speedy silver-winged Dornier 217, which has a very effective dive bomber break in its tail, and the Junkers 88, easy for our fighters to knock down in daylight, but hard to find at night. All these will be screaming earthward with their tons of bombs. No, our boys won't get much sleep tonight. They won't move much in the darkness, because now they are in what the army calls the enemy hedgehog defense area, the second line of defense, an area pockmarked with mine traps and booby traps and tripwires which set off a dozen grenades if you stumble against them. We know, and our men know, that the real German defenses, the huge steel and concrete pillboxes and turrets, the heavy artillery is some miles ahead of us. But they know, too, that in this area, the Germans have plenty of machine guns, anti-tank guns, and light artillery. But if the Germans follow the tactics they have always used, and the German usually does follow his own pattern of warfare, he won't do much artillery firing tonight. He knows that our low-flying planes are everywhere looking for his gun flashes, trying to locate his batteries. So the chances are that our boys won't be too much bothered by anything tonight but night bombing. It will be different at dawn. You can be sure that by now, German reserves have been rushed up to strengthen that wall of concrete, the famous Second West Wall built and designed by the late General Fritz Todt, that wall that still lies ahead of us, the main German defenses. And when dawn comes, our boys will have their hands full with this counterattack, for the Germans always counterattack. But General Montgomery knows all this, and you can be sure that Monty is ready. Monty is never caught napping. All night long, big LSTs will snake across the channel to unload thousands of tanks, of big 155-millimeter guns, 8-inch guns, anti-tank guns, shells, the heavy decisive weapons that in the end decide the issue. It'll be a long night for those of us here at home who can only hope and pray. It'll be an even longer night for these boys of ours. But the dawn will come soon to France, within 3 hours, and the dawn will chase the bombers. The dawn will banish the specters that the night brings, and you can be sure that these sons of yours will be ready and anxious to slug it out with the enemy they have been waiting so long to meet.